What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 36 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is entitled, The Way. The truth, the life, through which we know and find the way, is Jesus Himself. The Jesus who washed the disciples' feet and told them to copy His example. The Jesus who was on His way to give His life as the shepherd for the sheep. Our text today is John 14, 1 through 6. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Some thoughts on today's reading. The primary theme of John 14 is the Lord Jesus Christ's departure and return. Jesus is trying to prepare His disciples for His leaving and encourages them that He will come back to bring them to the eternal home He is preparing for them. John Phillips discusses verse 1 as follows. The Lord points to Himself as the proper object of the same religious trust as God. Trust God, he says, and trust me. Trust goes much deeper than belief. Belief can be cold and intellectual. Trust is warm and personal. He challenges us to render to Him the same response we give to God. This is even more forceful in the Greek text, where the words in the second clause are inverted. It reads, trust in God, in me also trust. This puts God and Christ as close together as possible and puts the two identical responses at the beginning and the end. Whatever we render to God, we are to render to Jesus. There is not one particle of difference between the two. Jesus is God as God is God. Both can and must be equally trusted. Other religions put the heart of the matter in fear, good works, and rituals. Christianity alone puts it in trust. The bond between us and God is trust. We can trust Him. Notice how David Guzik explains verses 2 through 3. I go to prepare a place for you. You only prepare a place for someone if you are confident of their arrival. Jesus could only say this to the group after Judas had left. He would not go to prepare a place for Judas, at least not a place in his Father's house. Many mansions. In light of the ancient Greek, mansions is better translated dwelling places. The original language means a place to stay, but in light of God's character, it is better to translate it as mansions. Whatever dwelling place God has for us in heaven, it will be as glorious as a mansion. To receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. The entire focus of heaven is being reunited with Jesus. Heaven is heaven, not because of streets of gold or pearly gates or even the presence of angels. Heaven is heaven because Jesus is there. Take comfort. Even as He prepares a place for us, He prepares us for that place. Jesus follows His description of heaven with the assurance that they know the way to the place where He is going. Thomas makes an assertion and then asks a question. Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? See verse 5b. That's a great question. If you don't know the destination, how can you know the directions? Thomas thought that Jesus was speaking of a place, but Jesus was speaking of a person. He was talking about Himself. Because of Thomas's great questions, we have an even better answer. Jesus exclaimed, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. See verse 6b. R.C. Sproul shares this insight into Jesus's statement. What he said here is consistent with a theme that runs throughout the entire New Testament, that God has provided a road, a path, or a way of redemption, which was His plan from all eternity, and that the divine Logos, the second person of the Trinity, took on himself a human nature to make that way. The authors of the Preacher's Commentary series on John write, "All of the I Am statements of the gospel, water, bread, light, resurrection, and life, are caught up in Jesus' saying, I am the way. There is no other door to life with the Father. Jesus is the only gate by which men may enter his Father's fold. He is the way because in him the truth of the Father is revealed, not in concepts or ideals, but through coming to know him. To know Jesus is to know his Father. So life comes through this truth." When the disciples looked at Jesus and listened to him speak, they were in the presence of the way, the truth, and the life. And the Son of God is the only one who can take you to his Father. Some questions on today's reading. Why is Jesus' comfort to his first disciples so valuable to us as his disciples today? What does Jesus' return say about his love for his children? And finally, how can Jesus be the way, the truth, and the life? Thanks for joining us today.